I'm absolutely Al, and it's about that time of day that I pass the reins to the remarkable Mr. Michael Miracle as he carries us off to a very special place this evening.
Yeah, and special place indeed.
Yeah.
Where is it, Al?
Special location, somewhere inside Lotus Land.
Yeah, that's true. Inside Lotus Land this evening is the Anderson Gallery.
Yeah.
We've decided to encompass and envelop the place, so that's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening tonight. I'm sorry. It's
going to bring Lotus Land inside the Anderson Gallery.
Lotus Land is going to be so much all up in that place. Yeah, it may explode.
The government of Lotus Landia has commandeered the land of Anderson Gallery.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I'll tell you more about that in just a second. Thanks very much for tuning in to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is radio for the rest of us and also the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Thank you absolutely, Al. Much appreciated today for hanging out.
You're welcome.
And it is time for the Lotus Land Show. What do you say we go ahead and get it started?
Yep.
All right.
Sing a song. Hello, everybody. We are going to do a show today. Yay! It is called
Lotus Land!
Goody!
You got a good one.
I can hear some music.
Lotus Land. Lotus Land, 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 Land.
What?
It's the Lotus Fan Show. That's what, yeah. And it's absolutely how eluded. It's a very special edition of the Lotus Land Show. It's audio meets visual with the Lotus Land Show tonight.
Yeah, and, this is real big.
I'm excited. I'm super excited, and I'm super honored that I've been asked to do this. And for those of you who don't know, what I'm doing this evening is I've curated, if you will, a special Lotus Land Show edition that accompanies an exhibition that's happening right now at the Anderson Gallery. You can go there and see it. And it's called Knock Knock. I have the pamphlet here. I need to read it. Knock Knock from the collection of Paul and Sarah Monroe. And what you can do is go down to the Anderson Gallery, 907.5 West Franklin Street. Hang out, listen to music, and look at artwork. And there's also going to be a scavenger hunt this evening. So I had all kinds of things I wanted to say. And of course, the microphone came on and fork, there they go. There they go. But let me tell you a little something about the scavenger hunt. I imagine when you get there, you'll get a list. And you have to match songs to pieces of art or of the artwork. So there's going to be a list of songs and a list of artwork. Oh, and so you have to figure out which ones go with which. And let me tell you, for those folks that are there now, you're privy to this information unless you're listening somewhere else. But this is the key. It's in the details. The details. So I'm going to give you subtle clues throughout the show so you can kind of go, oh, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. But that's the first clue. It's in the details. And I also want to say that this is fantastic. I'm so glad that they decided to do this scavenger hunt because it reminds me when I was in college, I went to art school, and one of my art history classes was 20th century. And our professor at the beginning of the quarter, and we got this huge book. It was like almost 400 pages, you know, with an entire century's worth of modern art. And so to get familiar with the book, he would say he'd give us the list. And it was a scavenger hunt. You had to go through the whole book. And find the black hammer, or find the striped swimsuit, or something like that. And so, I'm excited to be able to do that. It's kind of the same thing. And so, if the first person to turn it in got extra credit, and I'm happy to say that I got extra credit that semester.
Oh, cool!
I know, yay me. So this is kind of like it's taken me back, and I'm super excited to be associated with this whole thing. So we have a lot to get into. This program, and so let's go ahead and do it. Before we do it, though, I'm going to go ahead and do this so we can kind of keep going, and I want to let you know that WRIR programming is supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice in the Fan at the corner of Main and Strawberry Streets, open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the late hours. Sticky Rice serves fresh sashimi, spring rolls, tempura rolls, bowls of noodles, buckets of tater tots, dinner, and daily sushi specials. Sticky Rice is on the web at ilovestickyrice.com, stickyricefan.com, Facebook, and Twitter. And many, many thanks to Sticky Rice for being such a supporter of the station. All right, what do you say we get into the program?
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
You want to just hang out instead? Let's just hang out. Forget it, we're not doing it. No, I'm just joking. So, listen, if you find yourself, if you want something to do, go down to the Anderson Gallery, experience the show as it happens there. So, all right. I was really, really inspired by a lot. I went and checked out. I spent hours, a couple of hours at the Anderson Gallery checking out all the pieces. And honestly, I ended up with so much music. I had to really, really like cut. I made some drastic cuts that I wish I could play. I almost want to do it like second edition. I don't know. It could happen. But there's so many different. There's so many elements within each piece that you could just go off on. And the idea behind the show, and I got this from the catalog. I thought this was really interesting. Is the overall theme of the show is it's the idea of human presence, whether it's depicted or implied. And so, if you can see that within the work, and it's up to you. I don't want to tell you. So when I went, I don't know what I'm trying to say. When I went there, my impression of the pieces, I mean, it was just, I was overwhelmed. And so I went through and I went through again. And every time I went through, I got more and more and more out of it. Hopefully you will too. And I think you'll find that same theme throughout the show and within the music as well. It's a further exploration of the pieces. What do you say?
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and start the show off. Behind me right now is Outer Space. And the name of the track is Draw a Door and Knock Twice. Get it? That's the bed.
Yeah,
get knock, knock. Thanks for making the link with me.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah, thanks. It's a shame when you have to explain it. I'm sorry. All right, so and then up now we have Port Format with Knock Knock, and this song is it's an overall name of the show, and what a better way to start out the program, huh? Thanks for listening to the Lotus Lane Show here on WRIR. And also at the Anderson Gallery. Oh, by the way, I want to go ahead and do this for all you folks at the Anderson Gallery there right now. Throw your hands in the air. And you can just go ahead and leave them there. All right, let's start the program.
Serving him, I keep it going, live the moment, ask me what up, I respond, slow motion, yo, hands up, lean forward, feel the beat, and knock, knock, your head, I keep it going, live the moment, ask me what up, I respond, slow motion, yo, hands up, lean forward, feel the beat, and knock, knock, your head. Thank you.
132, I'm not confused. Don't be fooled, I stay on Q's and P's. At ease with the rhetoric, who can better spit that toxin, get your leverage. In other words, stretched out, the best out. Since that golden era, they still stress about anthems conjured, dance with the charmer, providing that elixir that soothes you in a drama. Knock, knock, forget it again. Shaman with the music, call us medicine men. Without animal bones or incantations, hard work and perspiration, test the patience. We astound many, loved by many more. PF told me it's time that we open the store. The true healers in the building, while pretenders make the killing. I grab the mic and bring life, a different feeling. Let's go. I keep it going, live the moment. Ask me what up, I respond, slow motion. Yo, hands up, lean forward, feel the beat and knock, knock. Your head, I keep it going, live the moment. Ask me what up, I respond, slow motion. Yo, hands up, lean forward, feel the beat and knock, knock your head.
Golden shoulders, shiny and white, it's been a day in the country, beautiful sky.
Deciding who should be in and who should be out of Spectrum, Yellow was in trouble. Even then, seems that Green, you know how Green can be, didn't want Yellow in. Some silly primal envy, I suppose, but for whatever cause, The effect was bad on Yellow and caused Yellow to weep yellow tears for several eternals before there were years, until Blue heard what was up between Green and Yellow and took Green aside for a serious talk, in which Blue pointed out that if Yellow and Blue were to get together, not that they would, but if they did, a gentle threat, they could make their own Green. Oh, said Green with some understanding. Naturally, by a sudden change of hue, Green saw the light and Yellow got in. Worked out fine. Yellow got lemons and Green got limes.
That was a clue, by the way.
With your bright yellow gun, you own the sun, and I think I need a little poison to keep me tame, keep me away. I have nothing to offer but confusion, and a circus.
Hey, how you doing? Got a quick question.
Yeah?
Who was Rudolf Nureyev?
Rudy Nureyev.
Rudy.
Okay, I know this one.
Good.
Wasn't he a... Nureyev?
Nureyev.
Wasn't he a defenseman for the Maple Leafs?
Sure about that?
Could have been a goalie.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Who was Louis Armstrong?
That's easy. He was the first guy on the moon.
Really?
You know, one small step for man.
Sure, one giant leap for Louis. Hey, young lady.
Uh-huh.
Does the name Caravaggio mean anything to you?
Wasn't he the guy that went out with that mob guy's sister until he got whacked?
You know, no.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Nureyev's dance, Armstrong's horn, and Caravaggio's brush. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Lotus Land Show here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. I am your host, Michael Miracle. Hope you're having a good time. It's 5:20 right now, and it's a special Lotus Land audio meets visual edition of The Lotus Land Show, and I'm let you know what you've been listening to here on The Lotus Land Show. I'm so pumped. I'm talking so fast, so you gotta catch words as they fly. So we ended the last set with Throwing Muses with a track by the name of Bright Yellow Gun, and boy, that piece, I won't tell you what it is because it's on the scavenger hunt. I don't want to give it away. But I think what I was so struck about was, like, I've never seen anybody get arrested with a yellow rain jacket on before. And what really got me about that was when I put that piece, song together with that piece, how well it really, really, really worked, if you listen to the words. And another thing that struck me about that piece is the, if you get real close, you can see the CNYK printing. I'm kind of a print geek, so there you go. I just love the fact you can see giant dots. So there you go. Before that, we heard from Ken Nordine with Yellow. It's on Clue. And prior to that, we heard from that's a clue to the prior track, and before Ken Nordine, we heard from Venus Hum with Beautiful Spain, and this piece inspired me because I put that track with it because it reminded me of Spain. It reminded me of seeing some of the works at the Museo del Prado when I went there as a kid, and when I went back with my mom. And also reminds me of the beautiful golden sun or yellow sun of Spain. So just bright and sunny and cheerful. So there you go. And we started the set out with Port Format with Knock Knock featuring Bless One. There you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. Questions or comments, give me a call here at the station, 649-9737. I'm not going to give you answers to your scavenger hunt, so don't call for that. Area code 804-649-9737. I'm also posting the playlist online at WRIR.org. None of the answers are there either. So I hope you guys are having a good time. Thanks very much for tuning into the Lotus Land Show. On with the program. Up next, we have Señor Coconut and his orchestra. One thing I must say, it's all in the details. I know I said that already. But this is called Blue Eyes. Thanks for tuning in. This is also on the... Most of these tracks, the earlier tracks here and during the program, are all on the scavenger hunt. So pay attention. Maybe team up with somebody. Win the big prize. It's a prize, right? Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening to the Lotus Land Show. Here's Señor Coconut. Oh, by the way, behind me, Ima Sumac with Tree of Life. I'll tell you about that one when we get back, okay? It's not a Lotus Lane show without some Ima, right?
Blue eyes, baby sky.
You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Thanks.
Sill, and then I saw them coming over yonder hill. Why, there must have been a million of every shape and size. And so I yelled to everyone, you'd better get inside.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
I ran into the playroom, grabbed a baseball bat, and every time I met one, I gave him this and that. It nearly drove me crazy, it had me mystified. The more and more I knocked them down, the more they multiplied.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Oh, they got into the kitchen, they got into the sink, they went into the cellar and poured themselves a drink. They got on the piano, ran up and down the keys, and soon I was a-standing in them right up to my knees. Close the door!
They're coming in the window.
Close the door!
They're running up the stairs.
Close the door!
They're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Now that all the fuss is over and I sink into my chair, the house is all a shambles, but really I don't care. I'm gonna take it easy, try not to think of them. Oh, here they come again.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. And I hope you're having a good time. It is a special edition of the Lotus Land Show, audio meets visual, and in conjunction with the Anderson Gallery. People hanging out, looking at artwork, trying to match up songs with works of art. And it's part of the Knock Knock exhibition that's happening right now. It's a collection of... it's a personal collection from Paul and Sarah Monroe. It's on exhibit right now down at the Anderson Gallery. You can go down and hang out with some folks, talk about the work, listen to some music, and do a little bit of a scavenger hunt. How about that? Let me let you know what you've been listening to. We heard just heard Jim Lowe, Close the Door. They're Coming Through the Window. That's on the scavenger. These four songs are all on the scavenger hunt list. I'm not going to tell you what the name of the paintings are. That would be cheating. You have to find them yourself to win the big prize. But I'll give you clues. Close the Door, They're Coming Through the Window. I think that one's pretty easy. I'll tell you this. There is a single pink dot on this piece. There you go. That's the clue. And when I initially saw this piece, that's the first thing that came to my mind was that song. So no big heady thought there going on. Just that's it. And before that, we heard Orchestra Nationale de Jazz with Black Dog. It's a Led Zeppelin cover. And what struck me about the piece that this is associated with this one is the fact that if you look at the piece, it's a small piece. And if you look at the piece, what struck me is not only is every figure in the painting, it's the same person. But I looked at it, I walked away, I came back, and there was a nice little surprise kind of hidden there. And I didn't catch it on the first viewing, and so I caught it on the second viewing.
and I wanted to focus on that. So again, the name of that track was Black Dog. And before that, we heard from... There's another clue. Before that, we heard from the Proto Men with Funeral for a Son. And, boy, that one just reminded me of Savannah. That it reminded me of Bonaventure Cemetery down in Savannah, Georgia, along with some other things. And I'm not going to tell you any more than that. So Funeral for a Son. And then before that, we heard from Senor Coconut and his orchestra, Blue Eyes. And Blue Eyes... My baby has blue eyes. That's a clue. All right, there you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. Thanks very much for tuning in. And I want to let you know that WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. So I have to say, after that, I gave up the phone number and folks called, and a couple folks wanted some answers. I'm not going to give them to you. The studio line here, if you want to give me a call and say hello or any questions or comments about what's going on during the program, 649-9737, area code 804, 649-9737. And I remember the name of the professor. Well, I was reminded who the name of the professor. Thanks, Richard, by the way, who's listening in Texas, gave me the name. The professor was Gary Gelfenbein, and he taught 20th century art. And hold on. I'm going to hold off on Andre there. His name is Gary Gelfenbein. He taught 20th century art, and he made us do the scavenger hunt as well. So thanks, Gary. I'm sorry, Professor Gelfenbein. So, okay, on with the program here. I need to talk less because we're trying to get all of these all of the scavenger hunt songs in before 6:30. So let's do this. Up next, we have Andre Williams with Looking Down at You, Looking Up at Me. That's the clue. All right, thanks for listening to the Lotus Land Show. Hope you're having a good time at Audio Meets Visual. You can put your hands down now, by the way. Or you want to throw them in the air, that's fine. See ya.
Now I know why Adam bit off the apple, and why man invented the gun. Kind of love that you possess, baby, make a crippled man get up and run. I got two jobs already, but tomorrow I'm gonna get another one. Cause this sweet love you're giving me, it's a crime to have this much fun. You know what? There ain't no place I'd rather be. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. There ain't no place I'd rather be, baby, than looking up at you, looking down at me. Baby, you set my soul on fire with your kisses. You turn my muscles to clay. Your love is highly addictive, and I gotta have it every day. Cause there ain't no place I'd rather be. There ain't no place I'd rather be. Ain't no place I'd rather be than looking up at you, looking down at me. You've shown me more things than I've ever seen. Taking me down in the valley of ends. But baby, let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you something right now. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. There ain't no place that I'd
I'd rather be, baby. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. Looking down at you, looking up at me.
Something in crimson. Something that should be stopped. Stop now, not later, but now. Here's why. Crimson is sick, sick and it's red. No telling what crimson might do if the notion should start in its head. Might blow us all up, who knows? Know what the trouble in crimson is? Doesn't know when to stop. Always wants more and more and more and more. I'll bet you that every war that's ever been fought was fought most of all because crimson was taught to want more and more and more and more. Like I said, crimson, you're sick. Sick in the red. No telling what crimson might do if the notion should start in its head. Watch out. Watch out for crimson.
About you.
You're listening to WRIR. Thanks very much for tuning in.
I just cannot see the noise in your eyes if you cannot hear the sound of butterflies. I just cannot be, but again, I'm mine. If you could have drowned, then why did you fall? Life is slowing down like a lying drum machine. Life is slowing down like a lying drum machine.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show here on WRIR. It is 5:55 right now, and let me let you know what you've been listening to during a special audio meets visual edition of the Lotus Land Show. We just ended the last set with Black Strobe, and the name of the song was Crave for Speed. And that piece, well, I tell you what, there's actually two pieces that inspired that song, and they're right next to each other. But if you listen to it, it is all about going round and around and trying to restore your former grace, maybe. And there you go. That's your clue. That's for Carl. All right. And before that, we heard from Ladytron and Ken Nordine prior to that with Crimson. And those two songs go together. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Fire.
And before that, we heard from Andre Williams with Looking Down at You, Looking Up at Me. And hope you're having fun with the scavenger hunt, I don't know, down at the Anderson Gallery. And I wanted to do something before I go any farther. I wanted to do, you know, I know when you go see art, you go see an exhibition or, you know, you're at the art gallery, you have to be really quiet because people are looking and whatever. And but I want to do this real quick. All you folks at the Anderson Gallery, give me a big woo! Yeah, okay. Let's try it one more time. Ready? Louder. Woo! Yeah, hopefully that worked. And, you know, one more time. Woo! Give me one. All right. So you got to be loud at the gallery. There you go. That's good times. So, all right, you're listening to the Lotus Land Show. As I said, this is a specially curated program that goes along with the Knock Knock exhibit that's happening down at the Anderson Gallery right now. And folks are doing a scavenger hunt. I know I've been encouraged to give you the song title or the painting titles or the artwork titles. I'm not going to do that. All of that stuff will be posted online after the program. I'll give you all of the all the answers will be revealed, so you won't be left in the dark forever and ever. Amen. I have a lot to get to, so what do you say we go ahead and get back into the program? Behind me now is Scary Valentine with Think and Sin, and this was inspired by the work by John Spada. It's a painting called Mistakes. If you look at that, it's a heavy, heavy painting. It's small, but it's a heavy, heavy painting of religious iconography all over the place. A pit of sinners. So inspired this track. So thanks for listening. Let's move on with the program. What do we have next? Yes, we have Sparkle Horse with Weird Sisters. On with the Hunt. Thanks for tuning into to WRIR. I'll go ahead and do this right now. You're listening to WRIR, LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is radio for the rest of us, and also the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Trying to get all these songs in before 6:30. That's when you have to turn your homework in.
Milstead eats his way to fame, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Born in Baltimore in 1945, Harris Glenn Milstead grew up tormented by school bullies because he was plump and effeminate. In time, those very characteristics would make him an international cult star. While still in high school, Milstead became acquainted with a boy his age just six doors down the street. It was none other than John Waters, who became a director and crafted a drag stage persona for Milstead called Divine. Supposedly a religious reference, Waters would also craft Divine's outrageous roles. Starring in Pink Flamingos, Polyester, and Hairspray, Divine was part of John Waters' acting troupe known as Dreamlanders. Divine achieved cult status because of his willingness to do the most bizarre things imaginable before a motion picture camera. More about Divine next week. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Josh Sturgill.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show. And a quick break. I just want to tell you that this next song, I want to go ahead and set this one up. Yeah, the next one's called it's called Whistling Girl, and it's by a band called Woven Hand. And this is on your scavenger hunt list. And I'll give you, this is the clue for this one. You have to watch. It's a piece that you have to watch the whole cycle. And by the fact that I told you you have to watch is a clue in and of itself. But you have to watch the whole cycle to get it. So there you go. There's your clue. Here's Woven Girl. I'm sorry. Whistling Girl by Woven Hand here on the Lotus Land Show. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Of your soul tonight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM. And also at the Anderson Gallery. I guess you guys are listening down there as well. It is 6:15 right now, and we ended the last set with Massive Attack. And Butterfly Caught is the name of that track. And I tell you, the piece that's inspired that is, it's a large piece. And there was quite a number of songs I could have put to that one. And Cherry Bomb is one I could think of right off the top of my hand. Don't Mess with the Butcher's Wife. That would have been another one by Caravan of Thieves. That would have been a good one. So before that, we heard from Woven Hands with Whistling Girl. Hopefully somebody got that one. You had to watch the whole cycle to get that one to make the match. And we started the set out with Sparkle Horse with Weird Sisters. And it's quite a striking piece. And I, no offense to the artist, but I found it a little creepy. And that's just how it affected me. I apologize. So anyway. So thanks very much for listening to an audio meets visual edition of the Lotus Land Show. I'm going to keep it moving here because we have a lot to get to before 6:30. The last set of songs I have here not only includes Lotus Land Show exclusive Brown Coat Pick of the Week, but it also includes the last three songs on the Scavenger Hunt list. And so listen up, pay attention. Hopefully you win the big prize. All right, this next one is, this is the Brown Coat Pick of the Week here on the Lotus Land Show. And well, while this piece really isn't part of the Knock Knock exhibit or the Knock Knock show as a collective, it's in the Anderson Gallery, and I thought it was a cool piece, so I wanted to include it, and so did Mr. Brown. So he chose this piece to be inspired by. So he chose the Dead Milkmen with Swordfish, and the name of this piece is called Acapulco. That it's inspired. This is the big swordfish that's hanging on the wall in there. It's really rad. And who's the artist's name here? Let me get it right here real quick. Pull it up, pull it up, pull it up, pull it up. Faster, faster, faster. Acapulco by Andrew Brim. So maybe he's there hanging out. Here's the Dead Milkman with Swordfish here on the Lotus Lane Show. This is the Brown Coat Pick of the Week. Thanks very much for tuning in. Hey, y'all.
Hey, boys, it's all fish. this is what you do. Send it in a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 900, Los Angeles, California 90212, and I will fill your prescription with some degree of accuracy, and then I'll send it back to you.
Out with it for a few months now. Very delicate.
It's a bit of a departure from the kind of thing you normally play.
Yeah, well, it's part of a trilogy, really, a musical trilogy that I'm doing in D minor, which I always find is really the saddest of all keys, really. I don't know why, but it makes people weep instantly to play a... It's a horn part.
It's very pretty.
Just simple lines intertwining, you know, very much like I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, and it's sort of in between, though. It's really, it's like a Mach piece, really.
What do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Dispenser man, if you please, serve my chick a mess of calories. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Flip back the lid, scoop anything in sight, make it a rainbow of red, brown, and white. Chocolate chip and everything that's nice, tutti frutti once and spumoni twice. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Spray the whipped cream for at least an hour, pile it as high as the Eiffel Tower. Loaded with nuts, about 16 ton. Top it with a pizza, just for fun. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Stack her up with crazy goo,
'cause that's the stuff she likes to wade right through.
Banana split for my baby,
a glass of plain water for me. Now add the cherries, the kind she loves to munch. Skip one banana, use the whole darn bunch. Drown it in fudge, 6 or 7 cans. Give her 2 spoons, she'll eat it with both hands. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Separate checks, it must be. Charge the split to her, the water to me. Oh, the banana splits for my baby, and the glass of plain water's for me. Ain't got no money, the glass of plain water's for me.
Hey, have you got a minute?
Huh?
I'm going to say a word. You tell me what comes to mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Tchaikovsky.
Gesundheit. Okay, what's the word?
No, see, that is the word. What does Tchaikovsky make you think of?
I don't know. Allergy season?
Hey there, how you doing?
What's up?
Who's Martha Graham?
She invented the graham cracker.
No kidding.
Yeah, before her there was only soda crackers.
Hard to imagine. Hey, young lady.
Wow.
Yeah. Does the name Man Ray mean anything to you?
No.
Ta. The man ray is a kind of poisonous jellyfish, and it lives in the Gulf of Mexico.
Aha!
It's very deadly.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could
be?
So
is ignorance.
Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Tchaikovsky's music, Martha Graham's dance, and Man Ray's photography. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Lotus Land Show here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM. This is Richmond Independent Radio, and this is an audio meets visual special edition of the Lotus Land Show. And let me let you know. Oh, by the way, I think the scavenger, that was the last song in the scavenger hunt, was that Louis Prima song, Banana Split for My Baby. The last song, so I think you have to have them turned in by 6:30. And they're going to call me with a winner, and I'll announce the winner on the air. So I hope you did well. So let me let you know what you've been listening to. We did have Louis Prima with Banana Split for My Baby. That one's pretty obvious. Anybody should have gotten that one. And prior to that, it was a clue to the Louis Prima Banana Split for My Baby. It was Spinal Tap with Lick My Love Pump. That's a clue for the other one. So before that, we heard from Run DMC, and boy howdy, that one really is in the details if you're paying attention. And it's one of the most striking pieces, I think. It's a wonderful painting. I really enjoyed it. And so Run DMC with My Adidas, and prior to that, we heard from Electric Six with I Buy the Drugs. And that one, you almost have to read the headlines. You know what I'm saying, right? That's a clue. That's a clue right there. And we started that set off with the Brown Coat Pick of the Week with The Dead Milkmen, with a piece inspired by the piece that's hanging there in the gallery called Acapulco.
Swordfish. He's into swordfish. There you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. It is 6:30. I want to remind you, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Activate with Mike Rutz. And it's your weekly calendar for your ears. If you're looking for something to do musically or looking for a show to go to, that's the show. That's the program to listen to is Activate. Guy's got knowledge. He drops it every week. And it's all free. Isn't that amazing? So then up at 9 o'clock, we have Mercury Falls with Melissa. 11 o'clock brings us Wind of the Pines with Kelly. And then at 1 o'clock, Commonwealth of Notions with Shannon Clary. I don't know what you're doing tonight. I've got plans. I'm listening. Hardcore all night. Me and the radio. That's right. And, all right. Well, what do you say we move on with the program here? We have other songs to get to that are inspired by Knock Knock. Lots of really wonderful things. We got some more Ken Nordine coming up and some other things. So maybe listen and see if you play your own game in your head, but I'll be announcing. By the way, I want to say this. You can check out the playlist online at WRIR.org. I'm going to be posting the associated pieces with the songs after the program is over. So everything will be there. Maybe, and I'm also going to podcast this program once it's all over as well. With podcasting, I'm recording it right now. Hopefully everything will turn out okay. So I hope you've had a good time so far. Let's move on with it. Thanks for tuning into the Lotus Land Show. Here's Ken Nordine, White. This is inspired by the piece White.
Michael's mother. You are listening to the Lotus Land Show on WRIR.
Huh? That's better, eh?
Yeah. She'd be mortified. I know.
Take a close look. Yeah. But much closer than that. Take a real close look. You begin to see why. There's much more to white, much more than can ever meet the eye. Like, look over there, there. You see that white? Sure looks for sure like the white that's called pure, but it isn't, not at all. That's an off-white white. Sorry. Just doesn't quite measure up, falls short. Absolutely pure, pure white is just a dream of a dream. Even now, if you close your eyes tight and let your brain go to where it's whiter than snow, you'll see, you'll know. The whitest white that white can be white, as imagined by you, imagined by me, as the purest of pure, pure white, is just a little bit off. Just a little bit off white. Off white, white. Off white, white.
I was just starting to walk, and Daddy always kept a big stick behind the door just in case somebody was to come in that was drunk on moonshine, you know, and Daddy had to do something about it. And this woman, they called her Old Aunt Boyd, she come in and she was telling Mommy about her husband she thinks is going out with this woman in Paintsville. So she rode back with that big stick showing Mommy how she was going to hit this woman in the head with it. And when she went back with it, she hit me in the head. And Mommy said, I cried for 5 days. And she said, I could feel a knot. I had a great big knot to show up right in the middle of my forehead. And you know, the only thing I remember, I don't remember no pain, but I just remember Mommy and Daddy carrying me in this old quilt that Mommy had made out of overhauls. The knots kept getting bigger and bigger, so she took me to the doctor. And that stuff called Masitor or something like that, Mommy said it laid both ears flat in my face. And I ain't got very big ears. And they told mommy that I was going to die. And that happened about 10 times. So I didn't walk those almost five. It was kind of a mess. Oh, I forgot about the shoes. Well, shoot. I never had a pair of shoes. Mommy had took me to the hospital, you know, to see what they was, if they couldn't do something. But they wouldn't keep me because Mommy and Daddy didn't have no money. They just tell them to take me home and let me die, you know, because there wasn't nothing they could do about that kind of disease, I guess. And Mommy told Daddy, says, Ted, you take her down the street. You carry her down the street and said, let me try this store here. And Mommy went in and told her the story that I was dying, that she had to carry me 12 miles to town and 12 miles back. And I had no shoes. The place, I think it was Murphy's 5 and 10. And they're still there in Paintsville, Kentucky. And I think that they told Mommy they wasn't in business to give shoes away. Mommy told Daddy, says, carry the order on down the little farther, said, let me stop at another store. And Mommy went right back to the same store. When the guy's back was turned, she stole these little red shoes. And I remember on that big old bridge that went across the river. It went way up high. I've always been scared of that river bridge that went across the big sandy river. Mommy pulled them out and under her little jacket that she was wearing. And she was putting them red shoes on me, and I thought them was the prettiest things I ever saw in my life. And Daddy started crying. And I wondered why. And he said, Clary, we're not going to make it home. And Mommy put the shoes on. And Daddy took off running and ran all the way to Hennes Butcher Hall with me. Mommy never had a chance to carry me in his arms. That was almost 12 months that Daddy ran with me. But Daddy knew that the cop was going to get us. He left Mommy standing, and he took off in a dead run. I remember him running, but he didn't know what for. And I remember asking Mommy, Mommy, why is Daddy running? I remember her hollering, to put your little red shoes away, honey, when you get home. Can you believe that? So I wrote a song called Put My Little Red Shoes Away. You know, they're my little red shoes, and I don't want them to be dirty.
Frostbitten nights, vodka running dry. Statues cloaked in white, migrants from museums, losing all the feeling now that sunrise is outlawed. Strangers plant themselves down in the cold hard ground. Later when the harvest thaws, snowdrops will be in bloom. Crossed out on city maps, prospect mirror reveals shadows drinking antifreeze beneath the underpass. March now, cities send the call, falling from the rooftops fast and frozen against the wall. Where strangers plant themselves, dead souls of the underground. When February thaws, snowdrops will. Yeah.
You're listening to WRIR 97.3. Thanks for tuning in. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Lotus Land Show here on WRIR 97.3. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. An audio meets visual edition of The Lotus Land Show. It's 6:45 right now, and I'm going to let you know what we've been listening to. We just heard Black Tambourine by Black Car. I'm sorry, Black... We just heard Black Car by Black Tambourine. There we go. That's the better order of the two. That's the actual order. And a quick... Let me get to it. Quick announcement about that one, real quick. So quick, in fact, here we are. That's inspired by the piece all the way back from Some Kind of Comfort by, I'm going to massacre this. Polypichuk. There we go. By John. My apologies, artist. So that piece, yeah. And then before that, we heard from Calexico with Red Blooms. And the track that inspired that is, Where is it? Oh, man, I had it on here. Oh, here it is. I Never Dreamed You'd Leave in Summer by Jack Pearson. As well as this piece is playing behind me now, this is Ladytron with CMYK. And what I really loved about that piece was not only the giant blooms
my red blooms. But the fact that you get really up close to that piece, which I tend to do in a lot of museums and I get in trouble for, but I could do it at the Anderson Gallery. Took a picture of it. If you get up real close, you can see the stochastic printing, the CMY stochastic printing. I love that, man. I love that. So this is CMYK behind me. And before that, we heard from Ken Nordin with White. And that's inspired by the piece White Painting by Feaster Gates. There you go. Got to the Man on the Lowest Land Show. And I want to let you know, we have a winner. We have two winners, as a matter of fact, for the Knock Knock Anderson Gallery scavenger hunt. Karen Newton, she got them all. Congratulations, Karen. And also Jennifer Gillen, she got them all as well. So Jennifer and Karen, thank you very much for participating. And I don't know what the prize is, but I imagine it's probably a big fat hug. So somebody run over there and give them a big fat hug. That's the part of the prize, right? That's what I was told. So I think they should definitely get that, if nothing else. Thanks very much for tuning in to the Lotus Land Show. What do you say we move on? All right. Oh boy, I just broke the microphone. Oh no. Oh no. Stay with me here, microphone. Okay, what do we have next? Coming up with the Lotus Land Show. It's part of the Audio Meets Visual. We have In Our Talons. This is Bower Birds, and this is inspired by the piece Susanna Martin. Thanks very much for tuning in.
It takes a lot of nerve to destroy this wondrous earth. We're only human, this at least we've learned.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show here on WRIR 97.3 FM. I'm your host, Michael Miracle, and we're just about going to wrap it up here on the Lotus Land Show, special audio meets visual edition of the Lotus Land program. And let me let you know what you've been listening to. We just heard The OCs with Ghost in the Trees, and that's inspired by a piece. Let me see if I have the title here. And the guy's name, is, by the way, is John Pilipchuk. There we go. John Pilipchuk, which he did the piece that's inspired this. And the name of that piece is... You can exact one-third of your life. You can exact only one-third of your life. I'm improvising at this point. Only is not part of the title. So that's an SC piece and the song that goes along with it. And before that, we heard from Bowerbirds with In Our Talons. There you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. Mike Rutz is in the building. He just came from the event. He said he had a good time. And he's here to do the Activate program. He's getting ready to bring it. That's what I'm trying to say. I think I have time for one last track. It's a long one, so maybe you can fade it out. But what do you say we wrap up this whole Knock Knock thing with a song called Knock Knock? And this is by The Paint Movement. How
appropriate.
I know, right? Who knew these songs existed? I know now. So I had to listen. I want to say, before I go any farther, I want to say I had a really, really fantastic time doing this. Thank you so much to Tracy and Michael down at the gallery there, Anderson Gallery, for being so nice. And also for being fans of the program and also supporting the station. A really big hug to them. If you see them, reach over and grab them, give them a big hug. That's it for their huggers. If not, don't invade their space, please. And also thanks to Paul and Sarah Monroe for sharing their artwork with us and sharing their collection with us as part of the Knock Knock. From the collection of Paul and Sarah Monroe. That's what I'm trying to say. So thanks very much. Thanks very much for tuning into the Lotus Land Show. I'm going to leave you with... Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to change it. I haven't played any metal at all during the program.
No metal.
I know. It's almost unheard of on the Lotus Land Show. I've got some malice. I had more than I needed because I wasn't sure,
how much time I would have and how much I would talk anyway. But so this is a song that's inspired by the piece. I don't know, Mike, if you saw it. It was the chair that's in the metal cage.
Oh, I love that one.
That's a great piece, right?
Great piece.
And above it, there's a light. And so that piece inspired this song. This is Malice with Captive of Light. So what's the artist's name? Sue, I'm going to get it wrong. Well, listen, I'll put it online. How about that? Here's some metal. Here's some Malice. Thanks very much for tuning into the Lotus Land Show. Thank you for asking me to do this. Much appreciated. Hope you all had a great time. And congratulations to our winners, Karen and Jennifer. Cheers, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you next week. Take care of each other. Coming up at 7, activate. I'm done talking. I'm just filling in right now. So, okay, bye.